Blog Talk Radio.
On my Chevy Impala, big chain round my neck, big medallion, big things in my waist. My niggas riders, niggas that would die for me. My niggas ride for me.
I'm a hustler, pushing the purest shit on the block. When you niggas get jealous, it won't trouble. I deal with that. Ain't my fault that you put in that bullshit in your route, flashing your money, but sonny, you still can't grab. I'm a hustler, hit you with the head, make it trash. The contact, make you rewind that. Show enough, come back. I rap raps like blood. Freaking it to you with every song. Plus, I don't run, I speak with my awesome. Take me in this game, lyrical, magnum. If you watch what why this, you right there, speak home. Lyrically, I'm serving you suckers, taking your customers. Got you working the catering, spoiling your record deal. Do you want more, or do you wanna be partners with the real Don Dada? Bada, Don Bada, Baka, why Baka? Your rap style counter, the original hustler. So try harder. Big rims on my Chevy Impala, big chain round my neck, big medallion, big things in my waist. My niggas riders, niggas that would die for me. My niggas ride with me. Big rims on my Chevy Impala, big chain round my neck, big medallion, big things in my waist. My niggas riders, niggas that would die for me. My niggas ride with me. What's up when I can tell the customer I'm a hustler, comes up from letting it all. Get the raw, realistic to you, that was hard. A veteran, ain't the big back for 2 minutes. 10 seconds with a guy to neglect in the nigga. Now in 15 seconds, that shit is fun. Dressing the day later. If it ain't about no paper, baby girl, don't fuck with me. I got no love for you, fucking creep. My love in the street, my fucking so deep. Do a 120 fucking on weed. Now fucking with me, we can all ride. Communication across the nation, especially in Jamaica, selling hard. Why? I'm a hard act to follow, plus a hard pill to swallow. Got to stay moving the products, that's good. Need money for the acting tattoos. Anything you want, I got you. Just holler at me, nephew. Ecstasy, Mitsubishi, and double stack. I'm a big rims on my Chevy Impala, big chain around my neck, big medallion, big things in my waist. My niggas riders, niggas that would die for me. My niggas ride with me. Big rims on my Chevy Impala, big chain around my neck, big medallion. Big things in my waist, my niggas riders, niggas that would die for me, my niggas ride with me.
Yeah, man, this is live, y'all in the loop. Right here in 612 Studios, you know what I'm saying, for it smells so good. SFM Visuals, me up in the building, got a special workout session for y'all today. Starting the day off right, make sure y'all get in rotation. We got the host is going to be the CEO is Mr. Tito. He's going to lead things off with cadences and everything. Let y'all know how we're going to get down. So right now we got some lunges that we about to do, you know what I'm saying? You got to sound off, man, for the show, though, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Just show y'all how we do the counts and everything. This is how we get down. Live right here. We in the studio. Y'all say what's up, you know what I'm saying, going down.
Yeah, he waited to the end of the damn session for us to tell y'all about some stuff, but we're going to take care of y'all, you know what I'm saying? This is the SFN workout hour taking over. Right now, what we're doing is lunges with 20-pound weights in each arm. What you do is take one step forward, bend at the knees. Do not let your knee touch the ground. That will cause you many problems. The ideal length that you would go is about 10 feet, come back. That's all you need, two or three sets of that. And do not pause in between each step. Walk as if you were walking regularly, just bend at the knees. Don't step out too far, you will strain your legs. Okay, the way we're gonna do this, we're gonna switch it up, let every person do it. One essential thing that you must do when you're working out, make sure that you stretch. Yeah, already y'all know we represent for the Iraq soldiers over there in Iraq. Representing me being a fellow vet at the age of 23, I know what y'all are going through. I support y'all as well. God bless you over there. Shout out to my boy Wallaby. Representing, he going to be down here in the 813 soon. Y'all get ready for that. Shout out to E-Master, England. 612 Studios in the house too, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you drink water too. Drink water, private. Drink water. Hydrate. Yeah, John knew the princess. Always keep it fit. Always keep it fit. That's one thing that you must do for the 2009. Keep your health good. And don't cheat yourself.
Even if you're a fat nigga, you have to run.
Indeed. That's a key essential thing, too. You got to get your running in. You can't lift weights, do push-ups with no running. If you're strong with no cardio, you're still going to get your ass whooped. Point blank, period. Yeah. Yeah, we got DJ Smellgood trying to be Sergeant Super Saver Soldier, you know what I'm saying? Doing 3-4 reps back to back. You know his legs don't look like the Hulk. Yeah, 612 Studios, you know in here. Why he working out, eating breakfast at the same time, ain't that a bitch? Breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Yeah, you wake up to a good little workout. Don't do nothing too strenuous. Have you tired throughout the day? You just want to do something to wake your body up, get your blood pumping. You know. But we gonna handle it. We gonna hand it up. It smells good. I gotta do my reps.
And breathe through your nose, out through your mouth. I gotta do that. What I'm gonna do? And while he's doing this last rep until we get into this next set of exercising, and get into this Wallaby track. You know what I'm saying? Y'all check it out. 612 Studios gonna speak to y'all real quick while I change the track. What up, though? It's 612 Studios in the building. Eating morning breakfast, excuse me. Don't disturb me. Don't mind me. How are y'all players and y'all haters doing out there this morning? It's good to see y'all. We love all y'all contact. Keep in touch with his name. If you ever want some of that flawless photography, come on down here to Tampa and get you some. We got it. I'm in the pain, I'm in the pain, I'm poking all day. I'm in the pain, I'm going harder than LeBron away. I'm in the pain, I'm in the pain, I'm here to win the game. I'm in the pain, except for money, probably take the pain. I'm in the pain, I'm in the pain, I'm poking all day. I'm in the pain, I'm going harder than LeBron away. I'm in the pain, I'm in the pain, I'm here to win the game. I'm in the pain, I'm in the pain, I'm here to win the game. I'm in the pain, I'm in the pain, I'm here to win the game. I'm gonna go get some more.
I'm gonna pause right there. I'm gonna just let you shut up. I'm just say, oh, man, that bitch is everybody's baby mama.
What we're gonna do, we're gonna get to a Wallaby track. Pick up the Iraq in the building. We see how this is black. You already know what's happening.
What's that Wallaby show?
We're gonna put the Wallaby on.
It's gonna be hard.
It's gonna eat the paint. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna come back with another track.
Nah,
I got a story. Light here. We got light here. I got another story to tell. You know, I love that Wallaby joint for real, but I gotta air these bitches out. These bitches ain't right. Bitches, you got part of the slave temple. You hot up this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
From the way we let the green make us. My stainless heart, keeping the open line for cousins. My fame can spark after I throw dimes and dozens. It snakes on my trail, just when you thought I would fail. I use what they said to sell records for the bread. I'm lightweight, the rawest in the Midwest. Calculating Jacksons, relieve my stress. Hammer is rest in my safe. Benjamin can never stay in my hand. Even for Abraham, we weighing kilograms. We locking low, burning drone, collecting money, rolling ghetto. He calls a man's head to explode. My God, given game, we slain Jane and maintain for hood fame. Those that claim to be heavy, they really lightweight. Most of the killers I know claim that they got fake. Suckers who blade just for a name, they really so fake. These snowflake ass niggas talk like they pump weight. Undercard ass chumps hate cause they doing it lightweight. Burning all these hundreds to me is lightweight. Driving fancy cars on rims is lightweight. If you only hustle in one way, you're lightweight. Man, you lightweight hard, man, I'm all about fake. Burning all these hundreds to me is lightweight. Wait, driving fancy cars on rims is lightweight. If you only hustle in one way, you're lightweight. Man, you lightweight hard, man, I'm all about cake. You lightweight rappers ain't heavy like me. Cause you pop shots boosted after banging at Jeezy. Kissing all them little tramps in the mouth. Talking loud, that ain't even got a gun in your house. Lightweight, the Midwest is where it's at. We bounce back, putting the realest records on the map. We got the coast, the Bears, Bengals, and the Browns. Even the Falcons show us love when we in the A-Town. Since the West, South, and East Coast reigns supreme. They did they thing, now the realest gotta intervene. Lightweight, we making noise in the industry. From the D, Chi-Town, Ohio, Hustler, stacking G's. We got weight, big rims, girls and magazines. Old school, flip screen, 40s with the beam. So if you test, New York niggas know it best. This is where you come to make some money, but protect your neck. Burning all these hundreds to me is lightweight. Wait, driving fancy cars on rims is lightweight. If you only hustle in one way, you're lightweight. Man, you lightweight hard, man, I'm all about cake. Burning all these hundreds to me is lightweight. Wait, driving fancy cars on rims is lightweight. If you only hustle in one way, you're lightweight. Man, you lightweight hard, man, I'm all about cake. We was born and dead, our hearts and our brains what we possess. Praying for my brothers who beat the struggle with the lion rest. The ones that come after me. Let the slave catcher capture me. Since I'm the only brother left that's trying to lead. This is for the gangsters, all my brothers that got cake. This is for the females that like to let it all shake. This is for my homies who re-up that got weight. This is for the fake suckers we consider lightweight. For my young thugs, handle your business and graduate. For the little ladies up on the game, just get your paper. This is for the streets, don't be sleeping cause they're raised. You put God first and everything else is lightweight. Hey, burning all these hundreds to me is lightweight. Wait, driving fancy cars on rims is lightweight. If you only hustle in one way, you're lightweight. Man, you lightweight hard, man, I'm all about cake. Burning all these hundreds to me is lightweight. Wait, driving fancy cars on rims is lightweight. If you only hustle in one way, you're lightweight. Man, you lightweight hard, man, I'm all about cake.
Yeah, real.
Hey.
Scoop. Should be a red button, say play in chat.
Yeah, because I'm looking at all the people that's online right now.
Yeah, it's a bunch of shows, but if you're at Blog Talk, if you're just at my link, you'll see a couple of people. It's Iraq in the chat room right now. I ain't go back in and check who else in there. Hey, well, I'll let more on real quick, because I got a little some more of your track.
Hey, yo.
Yo, Wallow.
Yeah, what's good?
Oh, man, we good, man. We talking about Scandalous Bitch Saturday, dog. You know, if you heard a story about something scandalous, you need to hear that shit.
I'm trying to pull it up on the screen.
Hey, if you don't mind, can you
turn your
trash can down
there? It's crazy. Crazy Saturdays, everybody getting on. Pumping up straight live out of Tampa.
Hey, one,
got
two,
Smell Good Radio in the building.
SFM Visuals.
612 Studios, the Slave Man. Motherfucking booth.
In the building.
In the motherfucking building. Yeah, we keeping this popping off live, you know what I'm saying? I like to say today, you know, we're talking about these females.
We out in the phone. Y'all ladies want to call in and talk about some scandalous niggas? Hey. This is what to do.
You know what I'm saying?
But we talk about y'all scandalous ass bitches.
Listen here, see. I don't even know nothing about those scandalous ass niggas because I don't really deal with them on that level.
I ain't that what you're saying, brother.
Okay. No doubt.
You know, ladies, kid. Okay.
I want the ladies to feel like, you know.
Oh, I ain't all in. No, just all in. Yeah. Talk some shit.
Yeah, we finna talk some shit.
I'll
say this. Now we're gonna switch the rules up a little bit. Usually when a lady meets you, right, or you having sex with a lady, let me say that. And then she come up pregnant, right? She always hits you with the question, and the question is, she'd be like, hey, Marcus, I'm pregnant. What do you want me to do? And see, that's a motherfucking trick question, see, because there is no right answer. As a matter of fact, the perfect answer is to avoid the motherfucking question altogether. But now we're going to change the rules. Scandalous motherfucking bitch Saturday, whatever the hell we call it, we changing the rules. From now on, when a chick asks you what she wants you to do with the baby, you tell that whole assassinate. That's what you tell her. Because if it's a question, then go and assassinate. Because I don't agree on this earth, but I don't see too much bullshit. You know, she just could have assassinated the situation in the beginning, and I could have went over with Mark Spezo. You know what I'm saying? Take me back. What y'all feel? Scandalous Saturday. Holla.
SFN Visions in the building. 612 Studios. We are going to let y'all know again, it's Scandalous Bitch Saturdays. For y'all females, it's Scandalous Nigga Saturdays. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can feel free to call in. I don't know how to work this motherfucker, but I sure get up on and smell good. You know what I'm talking about? But, yeah, we try to get y'all input on what the hell is going on, what's on y'all mind, you know what I'm saying? We want to hear y'all experiences with these scandalous motherfuckers out here. You know what I'm saying? Let everybody else know why you feel, how you feel. And give your shout out to the motherfuckers that you on some fuck you shit type too. You know what I'm saying? But we're gonna get into the song in a second. Yeah.
I see you in the street, we gonna rush. Doesn't matter if you're packing all your heat, we gonna rush. When I catch them, gonna knock you off your feet. When I rush, better hope you're not asleep, I let her creep. When I rush, wanna drink, I got a treat, you gonna eat. When I rush, we believe you when I breathe, when I squeeze, there's a rush. Got them buckling up, they knees when I lead, there's a rush. You can plot up all you want, you can't see me when I rush. First of all, in the name I could devil. You Uzi playing like you pushing wheels, you know they be riddled. Cleanse the mental to be going on, I'll bring you right back. With a send me all problems, sorry, love to go back. Not only that, I recognize and I see through your schemes and understand the shit you say ain't quite what it seems. You had a dream and you lost it, so watch this talk. You playing on my turf now and you gon' get scuffed. I had enough of your coward talking, you better just keep on walking. Don't mind, I let it fall with iron that brightens the dark. People say your walk is something similar to your bite. I bet you retreat if you got enough in spite. Don't give a damn, man, you go to hell by mine. You looking for me, 813, I ain't hard to find. So don't be running up, taking you for flitting some fiddle. My heart don't pump no Kool-Aid, it's all sort of blood in here. I'm connecting you in the street, we gonna rush. Doesn't matter if you're packing all your heat, we gonna rush. When I catch them, gonna knock you off your feet. When I rush, you better hope you're not asleep, I let it creep. When I rush, you wanna drink, I got a treat, you gonna eat. When I rush, we believe you when I breathe, when I squeeze, there's a rush. Got them buckling up, they knees when I lean, there's a rush. You can plot up all you want, you can't see me when I rush. Now I'm saying it's only once and never again, man. You spread it thin water, that's gonna cause you some chin pain. I'm gonna be original, you suckers, you've been playing. Still shooting dust, I can't help that I spit flames. You kick game, any which way that fits me. If I choose to set it off, y'all won't seem like quicksand. I switch flames in the act coup, that's so mean. When I step up out that bitch, I say, damn, it's so clean. You hoping that I never ever got the block hot. See it pumping through your station, pushing out your dope spot. Situations I've been placing, you trying to get me out my slot. You perpetrating, son of a bitch, you get game four shots. Cause watch your head when I call, you hate to see me ball. But I'ma ride till the die, that's over standing tall. My degrees is 360 this year. I turned around while I'm still popping these gears on. When I see you in the street, we gonna rush. Doesn't matter if you're packing all your heat, we gonna rush. When I catch them, gonna knock you off your feet. When I rush, you better hope you're not asleep, I love to creep. When I rush, you wanna drink, I got a treat, you gonna eat. When I rush, we believe you when I breathe, when I squeeze, there's a rush. Got them buckling up, they knees when I lead, there's a rush. You can blot up all you want, you can't see me when I rush. I bet y'all, in the mind and money, y'all never know what I'ma do, got y'all. Anticipate patiently, waiting for a ride of light to come through. So I strap up a fist, strap the gap, and attack in my army for tea. Gotta be here, but you better be prepared if your cowards wanna fuck with me. When I see you in the street, we gonna rush. Doesn't matter if you're packing all your heat, we gonna rush. When I catch him, gonna knock you off your feet. When I rush, you better hope you're not asleep, I let her creep. When I rush, you wanna drink, I got a treat, you gonna eat. When I rush, we believe you when I breathe, when I squeeze, is a rush.
I don't fuck with your nigga, big size my shit, I bust at your nigga. Shit, I got big butt thighs. Fuck y'all niggas, y'all whole click pack.
You gon' baby step down, step down.
You gon' baby step down, let your push
down. Step down, oh yeah.
You gon' baby step down, let your push down. Nigga ain't shit, pat by me. Nigga ain't shit, hold by me. You don't know about me, my niggas you go to war by me. Hit you with the 4-4 by me. I'm a OG, come off the coma, I'm off the block. We got the earth, we got the rock. Getting money for the hoes, nigga, that's the code. Moment of silence for my niggas up the road. You don't live like me. Nigga, you don't keep it real like me. Black ones, black team, like tea. No colors, nigga, I ain't like tea. I don't talk to the pigs, I don't need pork. Like a bus, I'm a hustler. When I step down on you, nigga, don't flip. Crack your motherfucking helmet like John. I don't fuck with your nigga. Big size my shit, I bust at your nigga. Shit, I got big butt five. Fuck y'all niggas, y'all won't click.
You gon' baby step down, step down.
You gon' baby step down, let your push
down.
Step down, oh yeah. You gon' baby step down, let your push
down. I don't know what y'all think of me, what you niggas think this is. What you got, get twisted, false nigga thinking it ain't real.
It ain't real,
what you be itching to feel, that real.
Fucked
up on pills,
get coke pumped.
Y'all niggas know the drill,
I'm from the front folks.
Lil' Pike saying niggas ain't no dope.
We live by the fire,
mother she wrote.
Your
past niggas stay in line. Put it all way up in your line. You fight gunplay, nigga, cause I'm for that.
I'm for that shit.
But until you need to stand in line. The real nigga do real things.
Real thing.
Any lane do whatever nigga left. I bet you if I have to step down on a nigga by deal, by mine.
My
bitch is whacked out.
trust me, trust me. I don't fuck with your nigga. Inside my shit, I bust at your nigga. Shit, I got big butt five. Fuck y'all niggas, y'all whole big pie.
You gon' make me step down, step down. You gon' make me step down, let your push down. I'm a young hood rich nigga. You mad cause I'm fucking your bitch, nigga. I choke that fat, that fuck on the side. I'm fat that lie. I done earned my stride. Nigga want beef, then a nigga wanna die. You talk that, I want that. You rich, I bought that. I show up where your motherfucking house at. Nigga where the reaper pills and the soft fat. I don't fuck with your nigga. Inside my shit, I bust at your nigga.
It's your boy, Live, DJ Spells No Hood, coming straight from St. Louis, phase two. Once again, bringing another artist, smashing it all across the atmosphere. You know how we do it. Right here, DJ Storm, with y'all in the mix. It's your boy, DJ Spells No Hood on the MC, baby. We holding down, St. Louis, phase two. DJ Storm, man, tell me what you feel about this track, man. Tell me what
hey, man, this is that St. Louis, phase two shit right here. This is that shit. This is that St. Louis, phase shit all the way live up in this motherfucker.
Y'all already heard it there first, man. It's going down right here. We got a whole bunch of artists in the building. We got John New. We got Buddy Rowe. We got Mr. Mo Weezy, his motherfucking self. Hold it down, man. This is how we do it live right here. Thank you, babe.
Yeah. Back at you. Definitely smell good in the building. Smell good radio. We keep it all the way hood. Tampa Bay, you know, all the way to Iraq. London, England, Jamaica, all over the place.
New Zealand.
Doing it big. You know, today's Saturday, so we got to do scandalous bitch. Now, don't get me wrong. Now, a bitch does not have to be a female. A bitch can be a male. So don't forget, it's scandalous bitch Saturday. So if you got an old fuck-ass nigga in your camp, you want to air him out real quick, get on, holler at us. We got the hottest music. We just had a little track there for my man.
Yeah, that was Step Down on Y'all by Tom G and Frank Lenny. You know what I'm saying? Straight out of 4 Mile. Y'all look out 239 Motor and the old Sucker Free DJs, man. That's big up to everybody.
Definitely hot shit. Yeah. You know, we also have my man T in the building. T does all the design. You know, he's running Florida right now.
Enter the Pen Visions, nigga.
Anywhere you at, you got to get with him. I mean, his work is just immaculate.
Amazing.
Like I said, though, Scandalous Bitch Saturday. We have a guy here. He's from Minnesota, I believe. You know, he represents the 612. He has a company called Studio 612. The photographer does the lick. Tell us what's up, Tommy.
Just say what's up, Tommy.
What up, though?
All right.
Tommy got a story he's going to tell us now. So I want y'all to listen to this, and I'm going to need some feedback. Scandalous Bitch Saturday. Tommy, tell us the story.
Okay. First of all, we're going to explain what scandalous means. Scandalous means is a motherfucker that's willing to do anything to advance themselves in life by cutting the next nigga out. Sort of like crabs in a bucket.
Okay.
And this can be a nigga or a female or even a child in certain situations.
Hold on. You tell me a bitch can be anybody.
A bitch can be anybody.
Okay, go ahead.
Age doesn't matter in scandals. So you have to understand
this
that
word.
Scandal. It's in your Ebonics dictionary. Yeah, so if you're a scandalous bitch, nigga, or female, however you want to apply it to yourself or your career and your life and your scandalousness, because it is a word called scandalousness. But we just saying, scandalous meaning you will fuck over anybody. And we don't like people that fuck over anybody, because in this life we have to learn to love, and to love we're going to get by.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you a story about a scandalous bitch that I once had. Okay, oh yes, and my definition of a bitch is a beautiful intellectual that catches haters. That is the definition of a bitch. Beautiful intellectual that catches haters.
Okay.
That's how we put it down. But if you put the scandalous in front of that bitch person, that means they're just a scandalous bitch. That's just it.
Okay.
And they don't apply.
All right.
It doesn't apply.
Now, hit me with the definition one more time.
Beautiful intellectual that catches haters. Bitch. Okay? Okay? So, look.
Wallaby.
We hear you out there.
The realest records, Wallaby records, definitely records all the time.
Yo, what it do, fam?
So I'm going to tell you about this scandalous bitch, man. The scandalous bitch is the bitch that you took. I took this bitch to the poker game. As my nigga Anthony Hamlin said, it wasn't really a poker game. It's a Spaniards game. But the same rules apply.
Yeah.
Somebody, the same rules apply. You and your niggas, and she's just sitting at the table. Now, you know the bitch want to fuck your nigga when she's looking at the nigga, and you catch her making eye contact. You don't try to catch him, but you catch her. Now, this makes this bitch scandalous.
Well, hold on. Are you and this young lady, I mean, you know, you're just dating, you know what I'm saying? See, a lot of women get this a little confused, too, you know. I feel like this. If we're courting, if I have dedicated the rest of my life to you, no, I'm going to keep it even realer than that. Dedicate the rest of my life to you, a woman, my eyes still going to look, you know what I'm saying? So you might catch me doing some reckless eyeballing. But if a pimp catches his hoe, reckless eyeballing, then that pimp is entitled to, not entitled, he has to make a decision. You know what I'm saying? So right now you're in a decision spot in your story.
Yeah.
She giving this man eye contact. You peep game. What's your next move?
Yeah. So now I have to approach this situation. Is this a liability or an asset? This is what this bitch becomes. Now, and looking at her scandalousness and the way she's eyeballing and fucking this nigga through his clothes across the table in front of me, and she's on my team. What type of shit is this? And that's the definition of a scandalous bitch.
Hold on, man. Maybe she was trying to trade up, man. Maybe your game wasn't tight, brother. Maybe your flag wasn't right, man.
You scandalous ass nigga.
We live a life, right, where every day changes every fucking thing. You know what I'm saying? One day it's all good, and the next day the shit is totally different. Yo, this is Don't Forget Smell Good Motherfucking Radio.
Hard Talk. Smell the VCR, man. We're going out live. We all here live. Scandalous bitch radio right now.
That's what's happening. Check it out. In your life, right, if you're lucky, you're going to live 70 years. That's what the Bible says. You know, I'm going to give you 70, which is 70 years. God's going to say he's going to give you 70 years. Now, in the 70 years that I live, I don't know what went on back in the day, but in my day, you come across a lot of women. You know what I'm saying? If you make a decision early in school, then you might make it, you know, it's like deal or no deal. You know, you in school, you got a good woman, you can keep her, but if you keep her, then you might miss out on the next suitcase. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you keep on flipping about until you think you're sitting on that $500,000, and then you cop a deal. But see, we ain't doing like that. In my day, we was just running around opening all the motherfucking cages. You know what I'm saying? But see, now I'm in a stage in my life where you get a little older and then you feel about thinking about settling down, you know, creating a stable family for your kids, you know what I'm saying? And
A nice environment.
So now I'm thinking of the married things. I know, you know, trying to raise a kid by yourself is kind of hard. You know what I'm saying? I tried it before, man. It's hard work. I give enough respect to all the single mothers and the single fathers out there, because that's hard ass work. So you know, you get to this decision, this point in your life where you want to make a decision whether you want to get married or not, or, you know, settle with somebody, but you don't know when to make that decision. You know what I'm saying? In a marriage, it's the only thing that you have to do for life. You know what I'm saying? When you tell a motherfucker I do, that's supposed to be for life. You know, I ain't young, I ain't old. I'm middle-aged. I'm 37 years old. And I meet new women every day. So how can I tell a woman that I have already met in the past that I want to be with you all my life when, you know, tomorrow, who knows what comes in, you know what I'm saying? You buy a house, that's 30 years. You get kids, it's 24. You know, you get the fuck out the house, you know what I'm saying? But your wife, this motherfucker is supposed to stick fat.
Scandalous or not.
She's supposed to stick forever. What's your take on that, man? I think marriage should be something where it's contractual. Well, I'm going to hold you down for 20 years,
Nah, we get to renegotiate, you know what I'm saying, see, you know what I'm saying, try to slide. You know, renegotiate the whole deal. If you don't like what's going on, you can part separate ways, you know what I mean? I think it should be more contractual instead of my motherfucking telling. Because I'm lying to a motherfucker when I sit there and I say, I want to be with you for the rest of my life. I don't want to be around my mama for the rest of my life. You know what I'm saying? I love my kids to death, but they got to get the fuck out, too. I love y'all. You know, all y'all out there.
Everybody needs their space. Everybody needs their time for exploration. We all have them on this motherfucking kick. Come out that damn womb, that shit was just, you just shit. You hit to survive. You know what I'm saying? That, parents, the only parents, job of a parent is to produce your ass and get you safely into this world. After that, truthfully,
they're not obligated to keep you, put you on track.
That's it. Hell no. Yeah, they are obligated to feed you, nourish you, to get you to the point of you're on your own, basically. Because look at alligators, look at fishes, look at every other animal in this whole United Kingdom.
No, they're not on there.
The parents take care of them until they can fend for themselves.
They alligator them. They got the dog. They got the nurse on the puppy got a nurse on the dog. They got to get that so they can go out there and get their home. And that's the same thing in us. But it's the longest span because we live longer than animals. So you have a baby. I don't have a baby. That's it. I'm asking this here.
You go on the elbow. You know what I'm saying? But I'm saying it's just sad.
I'm saying. You know, we kind of got this topic. But I just said, you know, you got to make a decision for life. I want a 10-year contract with a woman like that. For 10 years, I'm going to be faithful to you. You know, if we have kids, we're going to watch them out. You know, we're going to do this on the money and that on the money for 6 years. But if it's going to do it, then we'll do it again. But if we don't, then fuck.
I think that cannabis doesn't come in. See, in that 10-year probation period, you know, you can have a period of time on the beginning of the motherfucker.
You know what I mean? And in the process, it's like contract is information in one of these ways that we've made, you know, that we made a part of our contract, and then
what about the child?
The child
that's 8 years old after y'all go to this contract.
Well, that's what I said. Even if the contract is not something that's open up, they have their own things. You know, like I might say, we get the life of the children. I might say, you know, we're going to do this and not try to have children, but it's the case that we do have to hold them now. It's a personal thing of marrying me. Somebody marrying me. You know what I'm saying? See, if they have a car, get a they have all this. You know, but I guess him and his wife, you know, he had to get approval, you know, do his son thing. You know, I know some people who are friends of mine in Ohio where he's married and his wife has a girlfriend, and that's fine with him. To me, he's not cheating because he knows. You know what I'm saying? But it's all about what you want in your deal. You know what I'm saying? What do you want? I don't want that shit in my field. But if you want to do your deal and your wife wants it, then that's fine. You know what I'm saying? So I think you should get contact with things. That way, when that scandalous shit jump off, you can be compensated. You can be like, you feel quick to a bitch to court. Like, look here, Yana. This bitch that had me take care of this motherfucker for motherfucking 100 years and a little motherfucker ain't mine. And the bitch knew it. And I got proof that the bitch knew it. I just made a sue that hoe.
Well, I am. Oh, my God. That's a example of the scandalous bitch Saturday. All of that going right back down to the scandalousness ways of these bitches.
Yeah, I want to hear from a woman. I want a woman to get on here. I don't want a woman to tell me, you know, her point of view and how she feels. Because this is really
telling me. But, yeah. Right there, we're going to get into a song. I don't know which song, but it's going to be a fire song, and y'all going to like it. Oh, shit. Y'all ain't heard we play Wallaby all day long, man. Shit. Wallaby, you hear that? Well, this is Wallaby. Spoken by Mr. Wallaby himself and by his music.
Every time we argue, you tell me to leave. Either cut to the counter, asking for the key.
Yeah, man, you know I'm on deck. You know I'm on deck, baby. Wallaby, Gilbert's Records in the building, baby. Shout out to DJ Smells, nigga, Inc.
all I wanted you first to love and pain. What was it worth? We should have squashed all of that and got ourselves to the church. If I was single, every model was single would call me. Here's your key, baby. When I leave, don't call me. After all of those fights, the cuts and the bites, your teeth prints on my chest. You're the love of my life. We argue every morning. We argue at night. We argue even when we had our money right. Love is just a word. The money, the verbal abuse you took when I stepped away from the curb. I must admit, I've had a down chick who stood by my side but not decided to stop weighing massive grams. She wanted more than just a thug. All I wanted was love, kisses, and the biggest handgun. I gave you my last, still you had a fuss and cut me out over a moment at the club.
Every time we argue, you tell me to leave. You either cussing me out or asking for the key. You call the police, you say I cheated, now see. Love is just a word from the way you treat me. Every time we argue, you tell me to go. As soon as I leave, I'm knocking right back at your door. You told me how you really feel, now I know. If I would've proposed, you wasn't told.
After the petty abuse, you said you would leave and take my seat. For some reason, I figured you would use my son against me, like they all do when they put on new shoes. Telling lies to their friends about them battered and bruised. Tell them the truth, I never laid a single finger on you. Now you're talking about child support, wishing for alimony. Don't get me wrong, I won't admit if I was wrong, but I apologize for all the things I say in my songs. We shouldn't beef. You tell me I run the streets, making it seem like when I'm gone that I lie and cheat. After all we've been through and you cried, I care. I guess I didn't understand that you needed me there. I told you my cell phone was for only business. You paid attention to the numbers you saw, but listen, you are my princess. I'm all about the record business. When I get meals, you gon' be a millionaire. With carrots on your hand, Coach Prada Chanel. Still we argue because you say I wasn't there. With carrots on your hand, Coach Prada Chanel. Still we argue because you say I wasn't there.
Every time we argue, you tell me to leave. You either cussing me out or asking for the key. You call the police, you say I cheated, now see. Love is just a word from the way you treat me. Every time we argue, you tell me to go. As soon as I leave, I'm knocking right back at your door. You told me how you really feel, now I know. If I would've proposed, you wasn't for the door.
When we argue,
you tell me to leave. You either cussing me out or asking for the key. You call the police, you say I cheated, now see. Love is just a word from the way you treat me. Every time we argue.
Big up, big gunshots out from Ohio, baby. Y'all know how we operate up here, eh? Midwest region, baby. We gonna keep it live and locked and loaded. You know what I'm saying? No.
Lightweight ass niggas, you know what I'm saying? Burning all these hundreds to me, lightweight.
Wait.
Know what I mean, baby? You lightweight. Burning all these hundreds to me, it's lightweight.
Hey.
Come on, you lightweight ass niggas. Like, better know it. The realest record.
Hey. Burning all these hundreds.
Ever since we start blazing, it seemed like niggas change. I wonder, was it from the way we let the green make us? My stainless heart, keeping the open line for cousins. My fame can spark after I throw dimes and dozens. And snakes on my trail, just when you thought I would fail. I use what they said to sell records for the bread. I'm lightweight, the rawest in the Midwest. Calculating Jacksons, release my stress. Ever since rest in my state, Benjamin can never stay in my hand. Even for Abraham, we weighing kilograms. We locking low. Burning drone, collecting money, rolling ghetto. Can cause a man's head to explode. My God, given game. We slain Jane and maintain for fame. Those that claim to be heavy, they really lightweight. Most of the killers I know claim that they got fate. Suckers who blaze, this boy's name is really so fake. You snowflake ass niggas talk like you pump weight. Undercard ass chumps, they doing it lightweight. Burning all these hundreds to me is lightweight. Driving fancy cars on rims is lightweight. You lightweight rappers ain't heavy like me. cause you pop shots boosted after banging that Jeezy. Kissing all them little tramps in the mouth. Talking loud, that ain't even got a gun in your house. Lightweight, the Midwest is where it's at. We bounce back, putting the realest records on the map. We got the
gold,
the Bears, Bengals, and the Browns. Even the
Falcons
show
love
when we in the A-town. Since the West, South, and East Coast reign supreme. They did they thing, now the realest gotta intervene. Like when we making noise in the industry from the D.
My bad, Wallaby, my bad. We had some technical difficulties.
Old school flip screen, 40s with the beam. So if you test, New York niggas know it best. This is where you come to make some money, but protect your neck. Burning all these hundreds to me is lightweight. Wait, driving fancy cars on rims is lightweight. If you only hustle in one way, you're lightweight. Man, you lightweight. Oh, man, I'm all about pay. Burning all these hundreds to me is lightweight. Wait, driving fancy cars on rims is lightweight.
We ain't getting made for the phone, you're better for the world. You know what I mean?
Man, you lightweight. Oh, man, I'm all about pay. We was born and dead, our hearts and our brains will be possessed. Praying for my brothers who beat the struggle to lie and rest. The ones that come after me. As a slave, catch and capture me. Since I'm the only brother left that's trying to lead. This is for the gangsters, all my brothers that got taken. This is for the females that like to let it all shake. This is for my homies who re-up that got weight. This is for the fake suckers we consider lightweight. For my young thugs, handle your business and graduate. For the little ladies up on the game, just get your paper. This is for the streets, don't be sleeping cause they're raised. You put God first and everything else is lightweight. Hey, burning all these hundreds to me is lightweight. Wait, driving fancy cars on rims is lightweight. If you only hustle in one way, you're lightweight. Man, you lightweight. Oh, man, I'm all about pay. Burning all these hundreds to me is lightweight. Wait, driving fancy cars on rims is lightweight. If you only hustle in one way, you're lightweight. Man, you lightweight. Oh, man, I'm all about pay.
Just let the world know, man, that we argue that lightweight that's produced by a female by the name of AT with Rubber Band Music straight out of Columbus, Ohio. That was produced by a female for all the females out there in the world. They got some skills with this. AT, Rubber Band Music, baby, big up. Big gunshots out. Fuck, fuck, fuck.
Hey. Yeah, you already know how we represent. Hey. I want to see it right here. It's Long Talk Radio.
Burning all these hundreds to me is lightweight.
We got another call on the line. Hey, who else we got on the line representing 614?
Sean.
Oh, okay. How you doing, Miss Sean? What's going on out there? You like that? That with that was Mr. Wallaby representing, you know what I'm saying? Calling him lightweight.
I have to say, it was hot. I like that.
You know?
Sean, are you telling the truth?
Yes, I am telling the truth. I can barely understand it, but I was nice listening to music.
Okay, okay. I can tell you have a smile on your face.
I do.
Yeah, we was on here. We was talking about it was Scandalous Bitch Saturday.
Okay.
And, you know, everyone was up here giving their story on these women, you know what I'm saying, of things they've been through. But really, there was no woman to kind of help the women out, you know what I'm saying? There was no voices. Not to say that she's a scandalous girl in any way, because that's not what I'm implying. But I just figured the ladies needed a voice. You know?
Okay, well, what are we talking about?
We were talking about women putting in situations where they know better and, you know.
You have to give me a.
You have to repeat the whole thing because you wouldn't
listen
to me.
You have to give me a for instance. I don't know. I think scandalous. I'm sorry?
My man came up with a definition of what a bitch was.
A bitch is a beautiful, intellectual thing catching haters.
A beautiful intellectual thing catching haters.
Explain that.
Yeah.
The creator of that definition is not with us right now.
Well, you know how they call a thing a person a thing. You know what I'm saying? You know,
give
it to her. You a girl. You a fine thing. You know what I'm saying? You know how we just use them.
And how's she catching the haters though?
Because she's beautiful and intelligent.
So if you're a hater.
It sounds like beautiful, intelligent are good characteristics to have. That's just good characteristics.
Right, that's what we're saying. So they catch the haters. The haters is hating on them because they're beautiful and intellectual or intelligent.
Oh, sure.
So you're saying that's just a regular woman that's doing her thing. That's a bitch.
Yeah.
So it's good to be a bitch.
But that has such a negative connotation, though. It really does. I don't know. I mean, I certainly consider myself beautiful, and I certainly consider myself intelligent, but I don't know that I necessarily want to be known as a bitch.
There's a whole lot of females that don't want to be called no bitch. I know a whole bunch of them, you know what I'm saying? But I
know, my man had a little scoop with it. He was like, he's going to, he ain't defending himself right now.
He's not going to get everyone over anyway, because there's some females that just don't like it. You know what
I mean?
But he's making it into a good thing. You know what I'm saying? For the females that don't mind.
Well, see, I was just saying the same exact thing. Well, you can't really make it into a good thing. It just is what it is. I don't care what definition you gave it, what definition you give each letter, it's still, when you bring it all together, it still spells bitch, and it, in my opinion, just does not represent a good thing.
And I ain't going to lie, hey, fellas, ladies, I really ain't a real big bitch believer myself, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
When me and my lady get into it, and she called me a bitch first, and I just get nasty with the bitch, you know what I'm saying?
See. Well, she shouldn't call you that either, because it's not good for a male to be called a bitch either.
Right.
But it's more of a weapon when it's in the hands of a man, right?
You said what now?
Hey, but see, the problem is when we ride down the street, and we smoking on that, and we say, like, damn, there's some bad bitches right there, like, it just come... It becomes a part of the lingo. Like, it ain't really necessarily like, oh, she's
we ain't trying to mean, we don't mean it in a derogatory way.
It's like it's a disrespectful term, don't get me wrong, because I got a daughter, and I damn sure respect my daughter and my mom and my grandmama and my sisters. However, they going to be called bitches whether I like it or not. You know.
I mean, I guess that's true, but you don't have to support that position. You know, you don't have to.
Absolutely.
You can actually say, you know what, she is beautiful. Or, you know, you can even break it down to the simplest term, like, she's cute. You know, but, you know, bitch just has a negative connotation, in my opinion. It just does.
And don't get me wrong.
There's no way to spin it so that, you know, bitches is something I'm thinking, hey, I want that moniker. Put that on.
Hey, let me ask you this. Wallaby.
Yo.
As an artist, right, as a hip-hop artist, you know, they always put a lot of negative pub on hip-hop artists, right? I want to feel, do you feel that that hip-hop is responsible for a lot of these antics, for us calling each other niggas and, you know, referring to women as bitches? Do you think hip-hop takes front seat in responsibility?
Well, first of all, I can honestly say that they had movies out before hip-hop was really banging like that. Like, they used to, you know, I think it was Janet Reno or somebody like that, they used to censor hip-hop lyrics, you know, when the Ghetto Boys and N.W.A. dropped. So it was kind of like a wall up around it. But of course, when they opened up the game, yeah, rappers play a role, but the movies and the comedians really play a real central role in
that. I could argue that because, you know, the comedians that do it right now that, you know, that really put a push on that, I would think that would be all hip hop comedians. I don't think that Richard Pryor and Red Fox was really on that hard.
Well, not then, not in the early 80s, but soon you got to the end of the 80s era and the 90s era. That was
right. Well, that's the influence of hip hop. That's what I'm saying. That's the influence of hip hop.
So, in other words, if we go into the club and I go to the club before you get there, dog, and I'm in the club like, man, it's some bitches in here, bro. You feel me? It's like just a quick term you use to not represent the black woman, but all women that's in the building. It ain't no black thing.
All right, I'm going to take you here. Let me ask you this then. Do you think when Moses went somewhere and sat somewhere to drink wine and he sees some beautiful woman, he was like, damn, look at them bitches?
Absolutely not.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. So the reason why we do everything is for a reason.
He probably said harlots.
why do you think he said harlots? You know, so everything is for a reason. So I'm just saying, just like hip-hop can take, we can take, it's easy when we take credit for all the things we did as far as dress and the way video is done and the way music is. You know, we take all our good credit, but we don't want to take our bad. You understand what I'm saying?
Let me cut in and then break it down there, and we can just be 100% on this, man. For the lady on the line, for all the ladies on the line, no, absolutely, y'all not bitches. We're not saying that y'all bitches by any means. But for those bitches out there that even think themselves.
How do you distinguish? How do you separate the two?
Well, I'm about to break it down to you. You got the hood rat, You got the chicken heads, you got the bitches, and those all kind of mingle all together. You got females that call themselves bitches. Like a bitch like me would do this. Or a bitch
I know,
like
but you still did not say what a bitch actually is. What is, like, okay, my man's definition was saying that a beautiful, intelligent woman that attracts haters is a bitch. And I don't really agree with that definition.
I got a different definition.
What's your definition?
When you look at the word bitch, it's a female dog.
Right.
Okay? Now, I ain't talking about the animal because a woman will call me a dog because I done hit four or five different girls in the same week. So
right.
A female dog is a female who will have sex with different guys without the other guy knowing it and then act like she ain't doing it.
Well, see, I don't hang out with people like that. I don't hang out with people like that. Hold on.
That has no reflection on you. This is what he's saying. He's just saying his definition of what a bitch is. He's not saying,
sounds like he hangs around with the wrong kind of women.
No. He didn't say he hung out with those women. He's giving his definition.
How does he form the opinion of what a bitch is if he does? I mean, that's what he must know.
No, Sean.
He's asked me as a hip hop artist. I'm saying I'll be in Miami, I'll be in Philadelphia, I'll be in LA, I'll be in Atlanta. I had a show in Atlanta last week. I had 45 girls approach me before I left the city, and they was all willing to say, "Hey, what's up, baby? We can pop, whatever, boom, boom, boom." I'm like, "Damn, I got a girl. I respect my woman." I'm not saying they was all bitches, but how many niggas come in the city of Atlanta that's a hip hop artist? They got pussy thrown at them 24 hours a day, and they can say yay or nay.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying, I thought you was giving your definition. I tell you what, we're going to cut to a song. When we come back, we're going to get Sean's definition of a bitch, and we're going to put them together. Right now, we're going into a song. Please hold the line. We'll be right back at you. DJ.
Your DJ.
Low with it.
like that. Apple bottom, I ain't never seen a ass that fat. Do a show for the lowest, guaranteed to be packed. It's the king of the club, that was super deep. Where they at? Club rocking from the front to the back. Where they at? On the floor with a hump in their back. Where they at? On the floor when they low like that. Killing that shit and it go like that. Where they at? Club rocking from the front to the back. Where they at? On the floor with a hump in their back. Where they at? On the floor and it's low like that. Killing that shit and it go like that. Super D, I'm on the grind, I gotta take the streets back. Do a show for the lowest, guaranteed to be packed. Super D, I'm on the grind, gotta take my streets back. Do a show for the lowest, guaranteed to be packed. That bitch, still fine.
For private parties, graduations, after parties, block parties, for special events. Damn it, we do it all. Call DJ Smell So Good at 813-766-4201.
Sean? All right, we got Wallaby.
Hello?
Who we got there? Mr. Wallaby. Hello?
Sean is here.
Sean, how you doing there, Sean? Beautiful, excellent. We got who we need. We already got Wallaby's definition. We seen where he was going with it. We respect that. We got Sean about to tell us her definition. Mr. Tommy's back in the building. He had left previously. He came up with the original definition, beautiful, intelligent, catching haters. Wallaby came with a bitch's, basically, I'd say what he was saying was a bitch was a hoe. You know, a woman that has sex with multiple partners and don't let the dog know, I guess. Sort of sneaking behind the dog's back is the mentality of a bitch. That's Wallaby's definition. Now we have Sean. Sean, what is your definition?
Well, outside of the definition that you find in the dictionary, I think there are a number of ways to describe that term, and I think they're all negative. I guess what I'm saying is you can't just put one definition on it, but in my opinion, whatever one you put on it is negative toward women.
Okay.
There is no positive spin to it. I mean, even when women call themselves, you know, when
bitches
women,
and all that.
Yes.
Well, let me ask you this. What about the word niggas? We all say we're niggas, and that's fine. As a matter of fact, I was accused one time of not being a nigger, and I was offended.
Oh, gee. Well, because I think you kind of took it as maybe the whole hip-hop, you know, definition of the word, but I think maybe you probably should be offended if
you are. So you ain't no nigger. I was like, what? You mean I ain't no nigga? Like, you a foreigner, nigga. You ain't no nigga. Like, nigga, I'm a nigga. And I'm like, damn, I'm trying to be a nigga. But I'm just saying, though, you know, like.
But you do, and then have you ever felt as if you offended when you have been called a nigga?
You said, have I been offended when I've been called a nigga?
Yes.
It depends. You know what? I'm a person that believes it's not really what you say or what you do. It's the motive behind it.
Okay.
You know, so it's not what you say, because you could be like, bitch, or you could be like, bitch, and it's not really, you know, that's what they say, in order for you to know what you're reading, you got to know the author, so you know where it's coming from. So
right.
It depends on who it's coming from and in what tone. So it's not really about the word with me, because any word can be offensive. I'm a person with a very sharp tongue, and I can take any word you can give me, and I can make it offensive.
Okay. Well, I think it's just, you know, bitch is a negative connotation.
And I do agree with you 100% that, you know, there is no positive way. Like I said, I can make any word negative, but I can't make any word positive.
See?
It's like I'm using my word for the devil, but that's the truth, though. I think you can make anything negative, but you can't make everything positive.
I would agree with that, I think.
Right.
I would agree with that.
That's cool. Well, we have another song that sort of goes right along with it. See, I know you up north there. Down here in the south, the term bitch and all, you know, it's thrown around, well, I can say more frequently than it is up north, but I guess it depends on who you surround yourself with, I guess, no matter where you are. So I guess I can't put it on my area. I just got to say the people in general. But I would also like to say that we have Wallaby back on the line, and that I do think that hip-hop has a big responsibility and a big part in the pushing of the word bitch. And the pimps too now. I ain't gonna forget them old 70s cats, because they the one who planted the seeds. Because when we was coming up, we didn't really have too much people to look forward or look up to. It was just mostly pimps, you know. You know what I'm saying? I was getting that money that you wanted to be, and you know. And he say, you know, how my bitches says, and, you know, you thought that was so cool, man. And you know, that's what it was. But Wallaby. Sean said her take. You heard her take on it, You heard her take?
I'm sorry, I did not hear you. What'd you say?
No, I'm asking Wallaby if he heard your response to the word, your definition of the word bitch and how he felt about it. Because, you know,
okay.
You said that there was no positive spin to put on it. I want to know
right.
if he feels the same way.
Well, all I can say, man, to be honest, is that what Shorty's saying is absolutely right. What you saying is absolutely right. Hip-hop is definitely responsible for a lot of the energy behind that word, because if I call a nigga sister a bitch, you're like, nigga, my sister ain't no bitch. But then he might get his phone and be like, bitch, to his own girl. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So what I'm saying is the word bitch goes back and forth on the wavelength, man. I'm not justifying the word as being good or bad because it's just a word. Our language. See, we've been programmed with language. I am an MC. I don't even write bitch in my rhymes no more because I don't like to use that word because people are always looking at it as negative. But then you're looking at it on the good. When you're looking at it on the good note, it's like it's hard to weigh if it's a good word. It's not a good word, period. But when we use it at the right time, it seems to be good.
Yeah, I guess so, because I've heard women say, oh, them my bitches at, them my bitches.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Well, I can tell you, if I ever call somebody a bitch, it's not meant in a good way.
Sean?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So you've never been playing around with your girls and been like, you know, said it in a nice way? Your bitches is crazy. Bitch,
no,
please.
I don't do that. No, I don't.
Okay.
No,
all
I
right.
do not.
That's cool. But if someone does it to you, you're not offended.
No, I don't get mad. If one of my friends, which they usually don't, but I guess maybe in a rare form, very rare form, they may come out and, you know, if everyone's having a good time, they may come out and say it. No, I don't get mad.
Again, man, I think it's about language. Shorty, if you see a nasty girl, you know a girl to be real nasty. You might not consider her a bitch, but you're like, she is nasty. And really, that means bitch in so many words.
No, it doesn't.
All right, y'all. We're going to take a break right here. We're going to go into another song. This song right here is going to rally a lot of feelings, too. Check it out. Don't forget, this is Smell Good Radio coming at you. Yeah, I got to jump in here real quick. Let me take this off remote. I got some people to shout out in the chat room. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all see y'all in the chat room. Let's see who we got off of here. Big up to Golden Squad DJs, Poetic Work Slick, Miss Black, and the callers that we got online. You know what I'm saying? Big ups. And we got Coach TC in the building, you know what I'm saying, representing out there. So that's what it do. Iraq, you know what I'm saying, what's happening? And we're going to get into one song. This might sound offensive to some of y'all, but this is the topic of the day. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. This is a young fella featuring Miss John New. This is my artist, the hottest female artist in the South. It's going down.
Three kids, no high school diploma. Whole family hooked on that marijuana.
and my sister-in-law. And I swear your homeboys ain't no kind of friends that try to get with me, even though I'm your girlfriend. If your dick too small that I can't get it wet, don't worry about it, baby, you just give me some head. I'm a sick, sick chick, and yes, I'm gonna be rich. And don't you best believe I'm not taking nigga shit. I'm in love with your money, you can keep the dick.
Your hoes ain't shit, your mama ain't shit. I know your kind, you a hood rat bitch.
And your niggas ain't shit, your dick ain't shit. Your sex can't be, yeah, I'm a real bitch.
You see, your hoes ain't shit, your mama ain't shit. I know your kind, you a hood rat bitch.
And your niggas ain't shit, your dick ain't shit. Your sex can't be, yeah, I'm a real bitch.
All right, back at you. Smell Good Radio, doing it live. Topic of the day, the word bitch. We call it Scandalous Bitch Saturdays. We got Mr. Wallaby on the phone from Wallaby Records, definitely doing it big. We got Sean. Everyone's been putting up their definitions of what a bitch is. We had Wally's definition. He said it could be a good or bad thing. Okay. All right. I'm catching up with myself here. So we have Mr. Tommy back in the building who gave us the original definition of beautiful, intelligent, catching haters, and he's here to defend that. Sean, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm sorry. What'd you say?
I said we have Tommy in the building, the guy who gave the original definition. He's here to defend his definition right now because he didn't really get to a one-on-one with you earlier. So
okay.
Here he is giving it to you again.
Okay. Hi, Tommy.
Definition. How you doing, sweetheart?
You need to bring Janice some clothes over here, sweetie. She can't wear these jeans you brought over here, and she doesn't have a T-shirt on, and her shirt has one button.
Hello?
Hello. You said what now?
Definition.
No, but if she can't get around.
Of a bitch is a beautiful, intelligent thing that catches haters. Right. And the reason I say that is, it's because the definition, when somebody calls you a bitch, 9 times out of 10, it might be intentional or unintentional. Now, and the reason being, you can use bitch in a good way or a bad way. You can
with
say, hey, baby. You know you my bitch. And she can feel secure. When you fucking and making love, you can say, that ain't you my bitch. She can feel secure. She might like that. Now, if you one of these negative persons that you can't catch a hater at times, that you can, you know, like a guy trying to talk to you in the store or something, he'd be like, well, fuck you, bitch. You know, that's all his mind can comprehend. But like I say, that will make you a beautiful, intelligent thing that just caught a hater. And that's what my reasoning is for that. And you don't disagree with me, Ms. Sean?
Well, yeah, I do. I mean, I don't know that I would ever. I don't think I would be flattered at if someone said that's my. I just wouldn't. I wouldn't be flattered by that. You know, nor would I be flattered if I were walking down the street and somebody approached me and I didn't just because I didn't speak to them, and they called me a bitch. You know, that's ugly. You know,
okay,
you don't have to speak to somebody.
Well, let me ask you this then. And let's say you're in a situation where someone walks up to you and you're somewhere, you know. You got yourself together. You're looking sharp. You're feeling real good about yourself. And a guy walks over to you and said, excuse me, miss, you know, I don't want to be rude or nothing, but you one bad bitch, and just turned around and walked away. How would you feel about that?
I would take that as a negative comment. I wouldn't even, you could have kept that. That's how I would feel about
damn.
It. You could have kept
it. He's like, I have no chance of catching you.
Hold on. Let me cut in there because I'm sitting here with my son. My son's 7. And I'm letting him listen to this conversation just to show him and teach him some things. I definitely won't have my son run up on no female and ever be disrespectful like that, G. I ain't even going to lie to you, so Shorty is right. That was a good point just to make a point, but I ain't going to have my son ever disrespect no queen like that because
yeah.
I wouldn't disrespect. I'm selling CDs
every day. I don't think you shouldn't refer to your girl either as that's my bitch. That's
I wouldn't do that neither until it's a necessary time, which it doesn't
seem
like it is.
What is a necessary time? When is there ever a necessary time to refer to your girl?
I
hold on now. We got to do one at a time. Oh no, we have a lot of feelings, a lot of ideas and different opinions. But we got to take turns talking. So, hey, I need Sean to speak first and give us your point of view, and then we'll get to Wallaby.
I said, why would you ever? When is it the appropriate time to say, okay, this is my bitch? Now, if you feel like there's an appropriate time, when I'm hanging with my boys, and you know what, then you're being fake, because now you're just trying to say, okay, I'm going to act this way in front of them, and then I'm going to act another way in front of someone else. You know, you. Who? Appropriate time.
Wally.
Yo, well, let me get it clear. Let's get it straight. I ain't say I would call my lady that. I was just the blue sky. Anytime I do, she called me one first. She got mad at me and called me one, and I came back and fired back.
Does that make it right then?
Wrongs don't make it right. Two wrongs don't make it right.
Well, hey, she started it. I finished it. That's how I get that.
Okay, and how old are you, two? No, stop it. She started it.
She started. That sounds elementary.
So it's safe to say there's no... So what do I look like? She called me a bitch, and I just hold my head down.
Let me ask you this, Wallaby. Wallaby, hold on now. Hold on, Wallaby. Let's say your wife slaps you. Then what do you do?
I'm going to slap the shit out of them. They might get shot.
Nah. So you can't fight fire with fire because it'll lead to flames. You know what I mean? If someone throw fire, you got to hit them with water. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, a lot of times, you know, I mean, even in the Bible, you know, it talks about revenge. And you know, everything has its place of time. Nothing is really solid. Everything is really circumstantial.
If you're going to get biblical, I'm teaching my son right. Don't ever call no female bitch, my son. You understand me?
There is never an appropriate time, even if you're not teaching biblical, it's just never an appropriate time to call a female a bitch. I mean, you can be mad at her, and you can just, you know, I don't even have a problem with you just saying, okay, I'm not even going to speak to you because you're ignorant, whatever. But, you know, it's just,
you know,
to do it because she did it, and, you know, you reverted back to, you know, elementary school at that point.
No, I ain't gonna say that because my dude just now told you he called this female bitch just for the hell of it. Like,
well,
oh yeah, that's my bitch.
That's him.
Right, but I'm just saying, you know, different people like different things. Well, you know, it's you know, I don't know. Sean seems to be totally against it. Wally seems to be the same way, but I don't think I would really tell my son or my daughter that there is an appropriate time to use that word, because it's the appropriate time to use most words. You know what I'm saying? Like, all words are to be used.
There is
that
no
time
appropriate
really
time.
You know what?
I take that back. There is an appropriate time to use the word bitch, and that's when you're referring to a female dog.
Okay, so that's it then. If it's not a four-legged female dog, you don't need to use the word bitch.
Hey, all I can tell y'all is, I ain't never rode down the street and seen a dog behind the fence and said, look at that bitch. I just ain't
that. You know what I do? I do that playing around a lot of times. I'm riding with somebody and I'm like, look at that bitch. And they'll look and it'd be the dog and they'll laugh and be like, oh, you nigga, you silly. You know what I'm saying? Because they're looking for a female too. It's like nowadays, a bitch is more referred to as a female than a four-legged dog. Like, if I told you, hey, man, we going such and such, man, it's going to be a gang of bitches over there. Or if I say, yo, man, we over here with these bitches. Or I'm over at my man's house, man, he raised dogs, man, it's a gang of bitches. You still think every time I said that I was talking about a human being female. Because the word is more used as that term than another term. And I just don't like to give words.
That's a sad reflection of society. That's what that is.
You know, I don't like to give words all that much power. Like the word nigger. I remember one time, you know, I was raised in England. I came to America, you know. I lived in Detroit. And I was taught racism. You know what I'm saying? I've been personally affected by it in different situations. But in England, if you're a racist, everybody hates you. You know, black and white people. But just a racism on a whole nother level, I was taught that right here. And being taught that, one day a white gentleman called me a nigger. And I reacted in a certain way that got me some scars on my leg. You know what I mean? And I was like, maybe that wasn't the right thing to do. And now I take that same thing and I just be like, you know what? I'm not going to let that thing be a trigger, because that will end me in prison for the rest of my life on some emotional things. That's why a lot of men are locked up now, because of their emotions, not having their emotions in gear.
And emotions everything. Emotions is everything because, see, if I'm driving, I'm in my car and I get road rage, I'm going to call somebody a bitch, whether it's a guy or a girl.
All right. But you just said the same thing. You're teaching your son that it's never a time to use the word bitch. But yesterday, if he's in the car with you and someone cuts you off, you're like, that bitch.
Nah. I didn't say it wasn't the right time. I'm saying when it's referred to my lady. But when I'm in a different situation and it's an emotional state.
Let me ask you this. You do what you do. So let me ask you this. You're cooling with some fellas, right, wherever you're at, you know, across the globe, and you're dealing with a man like, oh, man, yo, Wallaby married, yo, you know, he got the wife and kids and shit. You know, you're like, yeah. And then the man be like, yo, man, is your bitch fine? What you say?
I don't interrupt him like, no, my girl ain't no bitch, dog. I mean,
Come on, brother, man. We don't fight that battle that hard. We just answer the question and keep it moving. Well, I know I do. Now, if she was there, I would have to definitely address it. But if she's not there, I let it sort of ride out. Well, women really can't because it's a weapon formed against them. But even in the good book, it tells us no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So anything that they use as negativity, we should use as positivity, you know? And I thought that's what Tommy's definition sort of more leaned towards. When I first heard it, I thought, like, what the hell is this nigga talking about? But then after he explained it, saying that, you know, whenever someone calls you a bitch, they just know that you're beautiful, they know that you're intelligent, and they're hating, and they're just trying to get to you. You know what I'm saying? So when you hear that word, if you feel like that, then that word will make you react in a good manner, in a positive manner, where you won't be ready to, like, if you was arguing with your woman, and she was like, you bitch, and you a man, and she's like, and you'd be like, yeah, I am a beautiful, intelligent, and you all hating on me. You know what I'm saying? I just called me a hater. You right. You know what I'm saying? That would kind of put a spin on the word, and that's sort of what it is. It's sort of like water for the fire instead of putting fire on fire. How do you feel about that, Sean?
I don't agree.
You don't feel like it when someone calls you a bitch instead of you acting in a negative manner, you could just sort of digest it positively? No?
No. If I'm acting in a negative manner.
If someone else is acting in a negative manner and they refer to you as bitch, but that just lets you know by them saying it, they're just knowing that you're beautiful, you're intelligent, so they can't deal with you right there, and you just caught you a hater.
No, that's Tommy's definition. If someone's calling me that, they're not saying, that's not what they think. For whatever reason, and I guess it really doesn't matter to me what they think. I don't necessarily care if someone calls me that or not. But I never, ever, ever take it as being positive. It's just not.
I feel that. Right. But it won't allow you to react.
Every person do what they do. You can say I'm wrong for the way I look at it. It ain't going to change because of what you said.
You are absolutely right.
What you say is what you say. Wallaby going to do what he going to do regardless. So
right.
If I say my girl ain't no bitch, she ain't no bitch. But if the girl next
door... No doubt. I have to respect that.
If my next door neighbor slipping out on me, I might call her a bitch. Point blank,
right.
Period. That's the way it's going to be.
Right.
It's very difficult to change one's opinion about something. So you are right. I agree.
All right. Back on the same topic, like I said, Scandalous Bitch Saturday. I want to tell y'all something else, a little something that happened to me a little while ago. I was down here, you know, with Mr. Smellgood, you know, this Smellgood Radio. We're out there selling CDs. We do it, get that money. And one guy comes over there, and he shows me a picture of his daughter. And he's like, yeah, you know, this is my daughter. And he showed me a picture, and it was more booty in the picture than it was face. You know, so she had a booty to the back, and she was looking back at the picture, so you could really see, like, half her face, and it was mostly booty. And I was like, look at this shit here. This man is running around with a picture of a booty, talking about that's his daughter, and he's showing people, and he's proud. And I'm like, well, you know, that's a whole different walk of life, because I wouldn't want to see my daughter in that fashion. And, you know, even if she did do it, you know, that's cool, but I just don't want to see that shit. And if I do see it, I'm going to burn it. I'm sure I'm going to be running around with it in my wallet, showing people. But, you know, to him, that's love. And I say, you know, I would imagine that if someone would be like, yo, that's a fine bitch. You know, he had to take that as a compliment. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I'm just saying, you know, it's just different stuff for different folks. We're all human beings. We got to love and learn to get along. Scandalous Bitch Fridays. I think we got another song queued up right here. Hey. We're going to it. I see someone got the baby on there. Put the baby on the line.
Say hello. Hello.
All right, well, when we come back, we're going to hear from the baby. What's her name?
Janiyah.
We're going to hear from Janiyah when we come back. Smell Hood, take us in. Smell Good Radio. Scandalous Bitch Saturday.
Mother Christ.
Mortality is a crippling disease.
He's playing. I'll get right
to him. It makes
Come here, baby.
Of the system. Gangsters and hood rats are especially susceptible to this growth-stunting mentality. The hood is where I'm from, but it's not what I am. The hood is where I'm from, but it's not what I am.
Fuck school, nigga, I'ma be a dope dealer. I'ma be a killer, yep, a urban gorilla. I'ma stack Skrilla, yeah, buy me a villa. Sell a 5-0 to my auntie Priscilla. I don't give a fuck that she look like Brilla. Hit that shit one more time and fuck around and kill her. Cause I got the heart of a Pittsburgh Steeler. Black nigga draped in gold with a 9 mm. Love money, love jail, love that penitentiary mail. Love the way this nigga smell, keep coming back, can't you tell? Love to see my mama cry, love to see my baby struggle. Love to see my woman juggle nuts cause she got the hustle. I don't give a fuck how my life go. Now I'm a slave man to this caveman without Dico. Everybody wanna call Michael a psycho, but he ain't never came through the hood with a rifle. Gunning niggas down cause they don't got the right clothes. Hit the wrong person cause we shoot just like hoes. First I was bloodthirsty, Mr. Controversy. Now I wanna beg for mercy, shoulda took my ass to birth. If you don't wanna shake that hood mentality, how the fuck we supposed to change our reality? If you don't wanna shake that hood mentality, how the fuck we supposed to change our reality? If you don't wanna shake that hood mentality, how the fuck we supposed to change our reality? If you don't wanna shake that hood mentality, how the fuck we supposed to change our reality? Fuck school, nigga, if I grow a little taller, everybody tell me I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna be a baller. Thinking, fuck them Lincolns, I want Franklins. Come back through here with my crew, I'm gonna have my own shoe. I'm gonna be that little fool coming in your living room. Starting point guard, nigga, fresh out of middle school. Either it's the NBA or it's the NFL. I don't know what else I can do to keep my ass up out of jail. I wanna be like Tiger Woods, swing that club, make you sick.
I wanna be like Pac-Man Jones.
I wanna be like Michael Vick.
I wanna be like Barry Bonds.
I wanna be like O.J. Simpson.
Lead this field, lead this prison. Tell you motherfuckers where to kiss them. I wanna be all broke up, moving all old and slow. I wanna be an alcoholic just like Broadway Joe. I wanna be a sideshow, kinda like Iron Mike. Used to have a few Bentleys, now I just ride a bike. If you don't wanna shake that hood mentality, how the fuck we supposed to change our reality? If you don't wanna shake that hood mentality, how the fuck we supposed to change our reality? If you don't wanna shake that hood mentality, how the fuck we supposed to change our reality? If you don't wanna shake that hood mentality,
I'm hood, nigga, I'm hood.
We supposed to change our reality. Fuck school, nigga, they ain't trying to educate me. All they give a fuck is what I memorize lately. I'm gonna have to teach myself, clock that money, get that wealth. I wanna be like Santa Claus, I don't wanna be no fucking elf. No kid left behind, buddy, get to run around. Can't you motherfuckers see that they trying to dumb us down? Don't trust the government, president is for sale. He don't give a fuck about a nigga, just a oil well. Sell crack, go to jail, bust a rap, go to hell. Do I got to sell my soul if I wanna go to Yale? Go kiss Oprah's ass if you wanna be Gale. I'd rather have my ass kissed up in Bloomingdale. You can go be a pimp, you can go be a hoe, but you only gon' get paid off what you know. If you don't know shit, then you can't work for me, cause you read your first book in the penitentiary. If you don't wanna shake that hood mentality, how the fuck we supposed to change our reality? If you don't wanna shake that hood mentality,
what's your plan?
How the fuck we supposed to change our reality?
Yeah. Right, right, right. Yes. All All right. Yeah, that was Ice Cube, the hood mentality. We just got an email from Miss Black, and she said Wallaby's right on time. You know, she appreciates your views. She said, you know, keep it real, be yourself. Wallaby, you still with us? That's what it is. Sean? Okay, we might have lost a couple people. But we still right here. Smell Good Radio. Scandalous Bit Saturdays. Coming with the hottest tunes.
I'm gonna get that hood mentality. A big shout out, Ice Cube, my dude. And I've been listening to Ice Cube for years. And I was wondering, was that somebody local? I was like, damn, they sweet. And you hit me with the Ice Cube. I said, all right, I felt a little comfortable because I'm like, damn, they was nice. Ice Cube,
they're making doing it down there, huh?
Yeah, I mean, especially what we're talking about right now, man. That hood mentality is almost what I'm going with it. Like, what I'm saying is, my hood mentality, the word bitch isn't so wrong because they use it so much. But when you go and you say, hey, man, you got a beautiful wife. Nigga, if I call your wife a bitch, you're going to flip out on me because you might not even have called her a bitch yet. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You say, yes.
You see what I'm saying? So I'm looking at it from that angle. That's why I always got to break it down for you. And I just can't agree with one thing because there's so many different ways that this word can be used in a negative or a right. Or I mean, it's just not a right or wrong to me because it's a word.
Right, I can understand. I feel that, and it's all about how it's being used. The word is not a weapon unless it's used as a weapon. A gun is not a weapon unless it's used as a weapon.
Right.
Wrong or right?
And I'm saying, as real as I am, let me be in the car with some niggas, and they call my wife a bitch. Like, nah, man, this is my wife, bro. I ain't got no bitch.
But this is all I feel is that every fight is not worth fighting. You know what I mean? Like, you know, T.I. said, you know, he won that fight, lost that war.
I'm saying
even a verbal war with just me coming to you, and if I say, hey, yo, Wallaby, you know, this is my wife, and you're like, yo, man, that's a bad bitch right there. I'm not going to sit there and go into it unless my wife's there and I have to, you know what I'm saying? But if it's not, we can just get over that and keep it moving, you know what I mean? And maybe later on down the road I might tap you and be like, yo, you know, I don't really be on that calling my woman, or, you know what I'm saying? I do it like this. But what you do is your business. I can't change what comes out of your mouth because you had a freedom of speech. You know what I'm saying? And my best thing is just not make it a big deal and keep going. Because you got to have where you're trying to go, and you can't let little things like that get in the way. You understand what I'm saying?
No, and don't get me wrong. You do got to have leverage somewhere, but then it's a respectful level, too.
Let me ask you this. Could you work for a man that refers to black people as niggas?
Hell no.
Shit, I could. Shit, the nigga on the money called y'all niggas. What the hell are you going to worry about the nigga who's giving you the money? And most titles giving you money call you a nigga anyway.
I ain't going to lie. If I work for a white man do that shit, I have a lawyer and a lawsuit. I get all.
Nah, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying he's at work every day like, hey, nigga, get this. Nigga, get that. Hey, nigga, come here. No, I ain't saying like that. When he's at work, he's like, hey, how you doing? Hey, man, everything's great, man. How's your mom? Kids great. You know what I'm saying? But when he's on his own time, he's like, yeah, man, motherfucking nigga. He got the nigga Uzi machine. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, but it's all appropriate because he with his people when it's cool. See, this is what I'm saying. If you act a certain way, hold on,
E. You give me a better example. Give me this example then. I'm out selling CDs and a white boy walking to me like, yo, man, what's up, my nigga? That shit was sweet.
Yeah, what you do?
At that point, sometimes I ignore it, but I laugh. I laugh and ignore it.
Hey, nigga, I don't give a man, listen here. I'm trying to get money, man. I'm not out here to fight every war.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
To get the money, no doubt. I'm trying to get the money, but at the same time, it's going to be a point in time where sooner or later I'm going to tell this guy, like, can you use that word nigga real tough, bro?
Hey, yo, well, I see white boys do that all the time, but when I first saw it, it kind of threw me. I told you I got a scar on my leg from a white boy calling a nigga, and the nigga was a nigga, because that's just how I booked the nigga, and the nigga that called was called a nigga didn't even help me, just like a nigga. You ever see some shit like that? White boys call him a nigga. Instead of him doing something, he's going to come tell my nigga ass that this white boy called him a nigga. I go beat up the white boys, like three fucking white boys for calling him a nigga, chasing one of them and damn near cut my kneecap off and go to the hospital and get stitches. And this they call a nigga. The nigga that they called a nigga didn't even help.
Ain't that a bitch?
See, that's what I'm saying. You can't allow words to trigger you. I used to do that. Like, you know what,
I'm going to give you, that's a bitch-ass nigga.
Now, he's too negative. That's a positive, ain't it?
Bitch-ass nigga.
Smell Good Radio. Like I said, Scandalous Bit Saturday. You know, we just chopping it up. T.
keeping it real, telling how we feel. But I'm a man, I just feel, you know, like you said, man, words are in the hands. You know, like, you know, I used to do a little music myself, so I feel words are in the hands of the author, the artist, or whoever's putting it together, you know. And I'm all about how they intended to do it.
Hey, and I can honestly tell you why my opinion's a little back and forth. Sometimes that's not allowed. You know what I'm saying? You can't really be on both sides of the fence when you're talking about something. But in this particular situation, words are not solid. There's not a period behind every word. You know what I'm saying? You might have an exclamation mark. You might have a question mark. You might have a period. Basically, what I'm getting to is, like, in my music, I don't use that word when I'm promoting my songs and I'm selling them, because I sell my people to old white people, young black people, skinny white people, black fat people. I don't discriminate.
Can I say
this? Bitch, after every other lyric, if you heard that word bitch like every other lyric, a person don't even want to buy your music no more because the day and age of music.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that by you doing what you do, by not using the word, by really taking a stand on it, right, do you think by you doing what you're doing right now, that in some way you're helping as far as hip-hop goes?
Oh, you better believe it, because when I'm selling my CDs, 9 times out of 10, when somebody says they don't want to buy the CD, they say, oh, I don't do that rap stuff, all that nigga, bitch, this motherfucker, NF. I'd be like, oh, well, you got a clean artist right here. Here, buy this. Check this out. I sell more CDs just because of that right there.
Right. So that's a good thing. But I'm just saying, though, like, just like I said before earlier in the show, that, you know what I mean, it puts a negative spin, or it's a negative attribute of hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, by doing little things like that. I think it's like giving back. Just like we have some artists that choose to use it, some artists that don't. We have some artists that speak positivity, some artists that speak negativity, but we need the whole scope activity to get it living, you know what I mean?
Well, I ain't even going to go, see, and that's where the line is drawn. You can say positive, you can say negative. I rap about every situation. I can say bitch without saying a word bitch and describe a female. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
What I'm saying is my lyrics are just getting so, they getting so solid now, I can say something to you, call you a motherfucking nigga, and don't even say it to you. You see what I'm saying? So that's
because you're not a master of the words. That's what I'm saying. So it's all about using the words and, you know, manipulating them to get the understanding that you want across. And I'm saying a lot of terms like bitch and nigga are terms that we get, like, it's a quick message or text. You know, they have them templates on your phone or whatever you have where you can just send it, because it's a message that most people send, call you a minute, call me later, whatever, whatever. And I guess we have those same sort of things in life, sort of like templates that address things like hate. Like, I can show you I can hate you by flicking a finger, or I can show you that I hate you by saying just one word. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigger.
Or you can give a nigga a nasty look. You can give a nigga a nasty look. You can do the mean mug thing. I mean, there's so many more ways to express yourself than actually saying the word itself. That's what, again, makes me successful when I'm selling CDs. Nigga, I sold 60, 70 CDs yesterday in about 2.5 hours. You
know
what I'm saying?
That's beautiful right there.
And that was just all, and you know what? It ain't really had nothing to do with what I said. It was all about my presentation. I'm standing out there with a magazine. I'm at the BET Awards on the red carpet. They looking at all these stars I'm with. They looking at the video playing on top of the car. They looking at all 4 or 5 different CDs I'm selling. I'm dressed to impress. I'm looking good. I'm smelling good. That ain't even no issue. It's about presentation. Now when they get in the car and go listen to the CD, they might never want to hear me again, because they say, man, this nigga ain't said one cuss word yet. I'm looking for some crunk. I'm drunk. I'm high. I want something different. Or I might get somebody to listen to it and I'll be like, man, that dude is nasty. This dude is cussing, and I ain't even heard a cuss word yet because his lyrics are so strong. You see what I'm saying? So it's just, like I was telling Shorty, it's not a wrong and a right time to say it, because she might have used it and said it and just don't want to tell us because she used it at a time she was angry. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Maybe when she's happy, she don't think about that word. But when she's pissed off at somebody, I bet you she'd have nailed somebody. That bitch, a woman call her boyfriend, she'd get the phone like, who is that bitch? I mean, you know what I'm saying? She might not be 100%. So that's all I'm saying.
Right. But, yeah, cause I think it's just, like I said, it's a template for hate. You know what I'm saying? The quickest I can tell you I hate you is by calling you a bitch. You know, have you ever been cussed out in another language?
Like,
you know
my dude you said was on the line from Minnesota, right?
Yeah.
He came with the B-I-T-C-H and he gave his definition.
Right.
If a nigga get with my daughter and my daughter
call her a bitch and say, this is why he's calling her a bitch.
Yeah, I couldn't tell my daughter to agree with that.
I think you missed it. You missed it.
No,
so I'm kind of...
He said, beautiful, intelligent thing catching haters.
Right.
Basically meaning, if a dude call her a bitch, she should respond with that.
No. That's how she should take it. Not that that's how she, like, this is what he's saying. For me to call a woman a bitch is wrong. But for the women that are being called bitches, know this. The reason why they are calling you that is because you're beautiful, you're intelligent, and that person they're calling you that word is hating on you. So you can look at them like, once you say that word, it could be a word to trigger, like, relief, because I see who you are now. You, as a matter of fact, it's a compliment, because you know you can't see me in my beauty, so there's nothing you can say about my beauty, there's nothing you can say about my intelligence, so the next best thing is this thing right here, this bitch thing, and that just shows me that you're just trying to hate on me, you're just trying to bring me down. So, and that, you know, it kind of puts a different spin on it to me. And I didn't even got to go there with you right then. I just start laughing. You know what I'm saying? Like, bitch, like, oh, that's where you at right there? Like, oh, man, you stupid. Let me go about my business. He on bitch right now. That means he can't address me about my beauty or how I'm dressed or how I look. He can't address me about, you know, who I am as a person. The only thing he can resort to as a weapon is this silly-ass template that, you know, sends hate. And I'm not even receiving that. You got to come better than that, dog. You better tell me about the car that I'm driving in, the clothes that I have on, features on my physical face. So what's wrong with me? If you can't find nothing wrong with me and the best you can do is bitch, I don't even got to fight with you. You know, this war is won already. That's a white flag. You understand what I'm saying? So he's not saying that he will call her a bitch, but he's supposed to put it in her head that if someone does call you a bitch, know that that war is won. You understand what I'm saying?
I mean, however a man can break down something and explain it, man, I can hear him. You know what I'm saying? If a man can explain something to me and I can listen to it, I can take it for what it's worth. You know what I'm saying? So I can go with that. I mean, just like the word N-I-G-G-A, they got a term for that. Something about
never ignorant getting goals accomplished.
Yeah, so you, when you can turn something around that, that seems so negative to certain people and then show them a positive angle, I guess that's good. That's the greatness of, you know, I guess, of a righteous man.
All right, give me one second. Now, just a quick question. Now, Iraq, my own girl, you know what I'm saying, lieutenant, you know what I'm saying, representing over there, lieutenant major representing over there in Iraq, you know what I'm saying, big up to the EOD unit and everybody, all the soldiers holding it down for the military. She said, you know what I'm saying, when we was addressing about the white boys using the word, you know what I'm saying, she was saying, well, we put them in our songs, so because we put them in our songs, you know what I'm saying, they just repeating what they hear in their songs, so that gives them the right to use the word.
Let me tell you something. White folks been begging for that right for millions of years, and I'm telling all the white listeners out there and all you white people across the wonderful world, as far as I am concerned, me, my name, Slave Man Boots, hey, SMB, hey, fire away. Fire away. Break out the nigga Uzi machines. We have a black president. You guys are free to fly. Shoot. We have a nigga president. Fuck it. We're going to take it all the way live. Because you know what? A word ain't doing nothing for us right now. All right. As a matter of fact, that word is not doing anything for anybody right now. So, you know, I told you before when I first heard it, I was startled and it caught me off guard because how I was trained to think and react on that word. But now I'm grown, I'm past that. And I'm just saying to everybody, especially to my young black brothers out there, that we cannot have trigger words. You know what I'm saying? We cannot have words that when this word is said, we just go ape. There's no panic button because then you're going to end up in the monkey house where they put nuts. And don't be there. We already got that feel.
And, you know, I told my mom for years, man, you know, and people may think I'm crazy when I get on this, but just like when you hear the word Jesus, right? When you hear the word Jesus or you hear Allah, you hear Muhammad, when you hear any word, normally it triggers your brain to go to a whole nother page.
Exactly.
I asked my mom this question. I said, Mom, if we stayed in Africa, if they never captured us, if the black tribes didn't sell the black slaves to the Europeans, to the British, if we just stayed in Africa, would we even know what the word Jesus was? Would we even speak this language? Absolutely not. English
right. Is
what we were taught to speak.
So you know what? I'm very skeptical when it comes to stepping on religion, too, because, you know, we can't speak of Jesus or religious things a lot of times logically because people don't like to take their religion and make it logic. They try to make it a mysterious mystery, you know, some sort of, you know, like it's a taboo. You cannot talk about religion and when you have two difference of opinions with religion. Religion is a very touchy subject. But like you said, the word Jesus, That word is a very, 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 very powerful word. And then you have Hispanic people calling their kids Jesus. You know what I'm saying? So the word, is it as powerful over there or is it more powerful? You know, let's look into that word. But right now, I want to take y'all to a song, to a word that means something to me this year more than any other year in my life. The word is president. You know what I'm saying? All right. We said we're kicking in the door. Oh, then there it is. We're gonna switch it up. We're switching it up. We're gonna kick in the door. We're going to Wallaby. Wallaby, line this track up for us. We about to rock it.
Now, real quick, just so everybody don't know, this track is produced by Jay Rawls, world-renowned DJ man, overseas. This is Middle Child, Wallaby, Columbus Stand Up, Ohio 614. Let's run it. Let's go. Florida, what's poppin', baby? Smell good.
Who's motivated by time? My brand is a style. We here to show them that we can grind. No fabrication in my wonderful mind. The mic to wine is magic, mine is the Louis Vuitton. We here to tell them the truth. Some kill for the fruit, a shoot, kicking and doing salute. The musical notes flow with the anecdotes. I chose to stand back and deliver hip hops in our soul. Two lines, a dollar, the signs, money we making got my people blind. Guns ain't at the mic until my head when I write. Head spinning, no doing a swipe before the night's in the ice. Neck and bodies on computers, this time so confusing. Digital hologram, they used to put us in cruisers. Love thumbs and users, dope fiends and music. Tattoos and shooters, let's start another move. Fly whips complete with hot chicks, wasn't none of this shit on the block. But we fit just some niggas with baggy jeans and boots and hoodies. In the huddle to keep warm, we stood our ground, holding it down with the mouthpiece. All we had, I'm a beast with the mouthpiece, pen a pad. It's the M to the C, yes, I'm the MC. One, come test me, yes, I'm sucker free. I be like, bitch, please, and I walk on by. Unless you work the fight, you can't get my time. I'm on the move, it's a movement, more than the grind. So I'm usually telling the truth, more than I'm lying. But I'm trying to get at you, I wanna know, is it the cash or the ass with all the here for?
Back at you. Smoker Radio.
SFN Vision still in the building. I'm hearing y'all conversation. I really appreciate everybody's input because, you know, I get exposure off this too. Thank you.
All right, dude. That's one of our sponsors right there. Yeah, everything is definitely being kept real right here. You know, this is the only way we know how to do it. We got a lot of people in the chat room, different ideas. Smoker keeping me posted. Iraq is really loving Wally. Wally, you might have to go on out there and see the troops, man.
Oh, man, I can't wait they send me overseas, man. You know, I ain't going to lie. Right now, I'm sitting here watching this Ohio State game when they beat Michigan State so we can keep on moving and marching in this tournament. Then you're going to catch me in Atlanta. You'll catch me in Atlanta next Wednesday in College Park in East Point, man, at Club Uptown with my man, Mr. College Park, doing a couple little songs, you know what I'm saying? Then I'll be back in Atlanta after Who's on Who, Black Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? I'm Arts Entertainment Director, Trendsetter to Trendsetters Magazine, baby. Wallaby Realist Records, man. We damn sure are going hard this year, E. I'll be down in Florida as soon as you can blink, baby.
That's what it is.
We're going to wreck shop out there.
What about the talent shows? How's the talent shows? When's the next talent show coming up?
Well, man, I put a hard pause on it. You know, I was doing the realest town in the city. I was bringing all the different artists from different cities in Ohio to one location, and we all go hard for about 15 minutes. and then you know, email. But I put it on pause because a lot of these niggas, man, they just starting to be so cliche, man. They just starting to try to sound like, you know, I might have a two different rappers that all sound like Gucci Man. One dude want to be Jeezy. One dude want to be Jay-Z. It's hard to find unique guys anymore, man. So that's why when you hear my music, it's, you can tell that it's got a different flavor to it behind it. You know what I mean? When I write my rhymes, when I get the beats that I choose, I try to stay away from the cliche because I don't want nobody comparing to nobody else. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, that's good. Well, I guess what it was right there, I guess you weren't really picking who you wanted. You were just getting who came instead of sort of going through and seeing who was what.
Well, I mean, I was leaving the door open. I mean, you know, I ain't prejudiced. I don't discriminate, man. Come as you are. Ain't that what they say? However, after I analyze your music, when I see people leaving out the crowd because your joint wasn't strong, maybe I should have scanned this guy a little bit more. So we're doing it now where we kind of, if you got a website done, you got your CD cased up, you got a little following, you got a cameraman, you got bio shots, you got to have certain criteria. Like when you come and put an application into my job, I'm just not going to take anybody. You know what I mean? I want to make it at least be hungry about what he's doing. You know what I mean? Okay. It got to be professional somehow, some way, sooner or later.
Yeah, we want to send a shout out to Goofy Bone. Everybody out here in the 813, the 614, and the 313. You know, everyone tuning in from all over. You know, we want to definitely let you know that we appreciate you. Like I said, this has been brought to you by SNF Visual, Wallaby Records. Wallaby, don't you have a website address also?
Yeah, that's WallabyTheRealest.com. And, you know, Wallaby Records, that's what I was pushing down. It's the Realest Records, R-E-A-L-L-E-S-T, the Realest Records with two L's.
All right. I know you have that.
Got some double L's in there, baby.
You got that video on YouTube. Okay. What happened? Yeah.
Appreciate the love, man. DJ Smell Good, man. It's definitely a great opportunity to be able to work with you guys, man. My man E, you know, Tampa, Florida, baby, Fort Lauderdale, you know what I'm saying, South Beach. Columbus, Ohio, baby, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Dayton, and Akron, man. You know, we're O to the A to Florida, baby. You know what I'm talking about?
That's what it is. We have, what, 4-8 on the line? No? Okay. I thought we had a 4-8. We're sending shouts out to the 4-8. You know what I'm saying? We're going to do it like that. We're coming to the end of the show right here, man. It's definitely one of the interesting ones. You know, it's been hosted by your boy Slave Man Boots, Smell Good Radio. That's going down. But, Thank you for being here, Wallaby. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Thanks. Love out to Iraq. We appreciate everything you guys are doing over there. Like I said, Smell Good Radio, Slave Man Boots, coming at you every day. Get at us, live show 12. Make sure you get it. Go on and break it on down for them.
Yeah, except for Sunday, you know what I'm saying? But I do be doing special shows on Sunday, so tune in. You never know what you'll get. You know what I'm saying? Too legit to quit. Big up my dog, Wallaby, Ohio, in the building. You know what I'm saying? This is the 813 thing. This is how we doing it down here. OlderHipHop.com. Check them out. Check me out at MySpace.com. Just type in anything. DJ Smells So Good. Look up all my artists. John New, Bo Weezy, Lur Lime, just a whole bunch of people out there. Butter Roll Shots out. You know what I'm saying? Big up DJ Storm Part of Time. Everybody out there representing for us, man. This is how we do it.
Judge Dredd
did exactly the amazing Judge Dredd. Don't forget For Christ DJs, man. We do that on Saturday nights for the teens right here in Tampa, Florida, Temple Terrace. The Mars Theater. Come holler at us. The King Cobra Entertainment Production and Elder Patty. They be holding it down. We are the official DJs, so we're doing it real big, man. Something for the kids, you know what I'm saying? So if you're in town, come through and join us. Slave Man Boots, you know what I'm saying? Big ups. You know what I'm saying? Slave Man Boots holding down for y'all for the show. You know what I'm saying? Miss Sean calling too. Come on down, man. That's how we do it. Tune in. 612. Big Mama. You know what I'm saying? She was representing too. She off in the building, man. That's how we do it right here live on the show, y'all. I'll be back. And make sure you tune in again.
Blessings, baby. Blessings.
Yeah, real. Appreciate it, Wally. I'll let you.
No, I'm.